It's been a good year overall for the auto industry, despite a sluggish economy. And among the big three in Detroit, there's a clear standout. From marketing and advertising to car quality and even sales, this year's winner is Chrysler. From Detroit, NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
2011 for Chrysler began at the Detroit Auto Show last January. That's when Chrysler's president, Olivier Francois, who's French, took the stage to reintroduce a struggling company to the world.
I remember leaving a booth with no new products, finding my 300 in the basement and driving out into the cold, down Woodward Avenue on my way to my new home, and even lost a little.
If I can sum up the feeling of the automotive press at the time, it wasn't just, is Chrysler going to be okay, but is this guy going to make it through this?
Look, if you have one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip? Yo.
That yo sounds kind of funny coming in a French accent. Francois was brought in to run Chrysler by its new European owner, Fiat. Francois was quoting Detroit rapper Eminem and his Oscar-winning song, Lose Yourself. The song had already been kind of an anthem for Detroit and became one for Chrysler. This wasn't Chrysler's once in a lifetime. It's been more like its third or fourth. Chrysler was planning to increase sales and introduce new products, and it did just that.
What they've been able to achieve on not very much money and with not a tremendous amount of new product has been pretty phenomenal.
Michelle Krebs is an analyst with Edmunds.com. She's been covering the car business since before the first government bailout of Chrysler in the 80s.
Because they didn't have a lot of the same advantage that General Motors did coming out of bankruptcy. They didn't have all their debt wiped off. They didn't have product in the pipeline because they'd been pretty much starved of product by under previous regimes.
So without the advantages of other companies, Chrysler had to rebrand itself for the American consumer, and Chrysler did it with one commercial during the Super Bowl.
Because when it comes to luxury, it's as much about where it's from as who it's for. Now, we're from America, but this isn't New York City or the Windy City or Sin City, and we're certainly no one's Emerald City.
Chrysler's imported from Detroit theme helped change some of the attitudes about Chrysler and a few about Detroit. Sales followed. Sales have gone up 25% so far this year. That's about twice the industry average. And not only are they selling more cars, but according to Consumer Reports' David Champion, the company is selling better cars.
In terms of Chrysler, they've actually improved the Chrysler brand no end. The Jeep Grand Cherokee, the Dodge Durango, and the Chrysler 200 all did well in our reliability survey, even in their first year.
Italy's Fiat came to the rescue of Chrysler, and despite some bumps, the Italian carmaker has helped Chrysler to focus on products and financial stability. Chrysler repaid nearly $8 billion in bailout loans it got from the Canadian and U.S. governments after it filed for bankruptcy in 2009, and it began to turn a profit. 2011 will likely be the first fully profitable year for Chrysler since 2005. The analyst Michelle Krebs says now with the European debt crisis, Fiat and Chrysler are reversing roles.
Chrysler's right now supporting Fiat because Fiat in Italy is floundering because the entire European market is softening and is expected to continue to struggle next year because of all of the debt crisis going on, and Italy's right in the middle of it.
Krebs says the danger for Chrysler is the danger for all car companies, a slowing economy. But Michelle Krebs and most other car analysts say Chrysler got its one shot and took it. The company is far from winning the fight, but for now, it's off the ropes. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Detroit.